Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Joining us now, there he is, Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law, friend of the show, love me some Rick Schlesinger, joins us now, Brewers President of Business Operations. Rick, thanks for coming on, man, I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on.
Okay, so let's start at the obvious point here. We're getting ready for the playoffs, end of the regular season is coming, you're used to playoff baseball and preparing for playoff baseball as a guy that's seen plenty of it in his time here with the Milwaukee Brewers. So what are the next steps here? Because you're kind of now going to be in a holding pattern once this thing ends and you wait for the wild card round to play out.
Yeah, it's sort of a interesting position where, you know, we know we are playing in the division series, so we know we have a bye out of the wild card, which is always nice. And we just don't know who we're going to play. We know we're going to open at home. And we know the first games are going to be Saturday, October 4, and Monday, October 6. And we don't know who we're playing at, you know, where we're going from there. But we'll wait and see. There's a lot of close matchups with these playoff contenders, and the standings change daily. So we'll just sort of wait and see.
Here's a quick way to make some money. Do you open any type of practice that the Brewers have during that bye week for the wild card round to the public?
No, I think. You know, we're going to keep that, the week after the season ends when we're doing some internal drills and stuff, we'll keep that private. Just we don't need to give the opposing teams any insights into our drills and our plays.
Insight? How many baseball drills could there possibly be, Rick?
Never know.
Really?
Yeah, there's always a few.
I guess there probably is. You're right. Yeah, Rick Schlesinger, President of Business Operations for the Milwaukee Brewers, joining us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's. Do we know, I'm sure you know, are you willing to tell us, what we're talking about giveaway-wise on that Saturday and Monday? I always root for things that make a lot of noise. I'm a big cowbell guy because that really screws up the other team when it gets to be that loud. Pretty sure that's probably not even allowed in Major League Baseball right now. But what are the thoughts on giveaways?
Yeah, I think rally towels for sure. You're not allowed to have noisemakers so you can't have thunder sticks or cowbells.
We used to have thunder sticks. We had thunder sticks at American Family Field.
You can't have them in the postseason anymore. So
we had them, right?
It'll be rally towels.
I'm not imagining this. The first time the Brewers went to the playoffs after 26 years, game one was towels, game two was thunder sticks, right?
You know, I can't remember, but
I'm positive
that the rules have changed since 2008. So,
yeah.
You know, regardless of what happened in 2008, you know, in 2025, there's no noisemakers.
I don't like that rule. That's a bad rule, right? I mean, the part of having a home field advantage is to get it as loud as possible. And I know you can cheer, you can yell, and you can do all that stuff. I just think it adds to it. Like, if you think of soccer and all the noisemakers and everything else they got at it, it just amps up the... Does that same thing apply to... what's it called now? The World Baseball Classic? Because I feel like they've got noisemakers there, don't they?
Yeah, the rules may be different there depending on the venue, but for postseason games, Major League Baseball is very specific on on what can be given away. And again, I think it'll be very loud anyway, so I'm not too worried about the volume and the decibel level at the ballpark, but artificial noisemakers will not be distributed.
Anything else for Bob Uecker tribute for the postseason?
Some things that we're working on, and as we get a little closer, we'll have some announcements. But still working on through the details of all that.
That big thing up in the right field corner, that's going to be like a Uecker museum or something, a Uecker experience?
No, that's baseball operations offices. So as we expand and hire more data people, more analytics people, and more baseball people, they're really running out of room. So we had to create a brand new office space for them up there.
You come on. That would have been perfect for the Uecker experience right there. You must be getting set to build a whole brand new building out in the parking lot for Uecker.
Well, we've got a lot of concepts, nothing specific yet, but the good news is there's plenty of places in the ballpark for to honor Bob. And the good news is, you know, we've got a lot of time and a lot of thoughts and a lot of people working on that project. But the ballpark's very accommodating for those kind of things. So I have some good ideas on what I think we're going to do, but we're still concepting.
I'm all about it. That sounds good. I like good ideas. What about attendance this year? What were you thinking you were going to end up with? And then what did the number end up? What does it end up looking like?
Yeah, we're going to be about 2.65 million. Ooh. We should be 12th in MLB in attendance.
Wow.
And so, obviously higher than budget and propels us well for 2026. We start doing budgeting and analysis. And, you know, it's not hard. The deeper we go in the postseason this year, it obviously portends well for 2026. So we're very excited about the position the team's in. And, you know, we want to just keep the momentum going. And before you know it, the regular season is over. And then we'll be starting focusing on, you know, who we're going to play and how we beat that team. So a lot of...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Well, it's just interesting because there's so many unknowns about who we're playing and you know, whether we're the one seed or the two seed in the National League and all that stuff. So it's there's still a lot to pay attention to in the regular season, even if these games aren't as important as they were until we clinched the division title.
I feel like I've asked you this before in the million times that you and I have talked over the course of time. So if I have, just act like you've never heard the question before for me and just fake it real nice.
Sure.
The Admirals... Always do a couple of times a year these school days where they have like a 10:30 puck drop or 11 o'clock puck drop. You have all these buses roll in with all these school kids. They get to see the game and get back by the end of school, and their kids come and pick them up. And then, you know, they're trying to beg their parents to bring them back to an Admirals game after that. Have you thought about any early start times in the future for Brewers baseball to have something like that, to change that atmosphere up on a day game?
Yeah, we actually have a number of 12-10 day game starts where we bring in thousands of school kids already. So it works out well, and they're able to see the game. Now with the games going a little faster, they're able to enjoy more of the game and still be dismissed in time for school to be let out. So, yeah, we do that. We've been doing that for several years, and it's actually worked out well when the games are now 2.5 hours long instead of over 3 hours.
How has the parking system worked since kind of going away from doing it the old school way, like the way you did, and now having everybody scan to pay for their parking?
Yeah, it's in terms of ingress, which was the number one goal, it achieved all of the objectives. So fans are able to come into the parking lots without a long wait and without having to do a transaction and without, you know, causing traffic jams on I-94. And it's worked out great. We're still, you know, still working to try to improve egress after the game. There are some restrictions and some limitations given the fact that, you know, now the games are shorter. Most people are staying. So you have, you know, 40,000 people all leaving the game at the same time. And that obviously causes some traffic jams leaving the ballpark. So we're still trying to figure out the best solutions. We've got some parking consultants. When they start working on the 94 freeway extension and expansion, that'll provide us with opportunities to maybe have input on how we can have, you know, better an exit out of the ballpark onto the freeways and the roads. But from an ingress perspective, it's been fantastic. So we're very pleased with the new parking system.
Playoff tickets and so forth. When can people start to get their tickets?
Yeah, we've put the division series tickets on sale and we're essentially sold out. There's a few standing room only and a few obstructed view, but you know, they went on sale at 10 o'clock this morning, and you know, by 2 o'clock, they were pretty much all gone. There's a little bit left, but as you could expect, there's a frenzy for demand, and I assume that, you know, the best way for people to get tickets is, again, become a season seat holder for 2026, and that gets you opportunities to get a strip for all postseason games, including all the way to the World Series if we're fortunate enough to be there.
That's a beautiful thing. He is Rick Schlesinger, again, Brewers President of Business Operations. Follow him on Twitter as well, because he's not there. You're not going to find him. I got two more for you that don't concern Brewers playoff baseball, okay?
Hit me. My
first one is a story that Andrew Wagner wrote about this Little League game that from his sources that he had in his article on Forbes Sports said that from what he's heard that it's going to be the Brewers possibly in that Little League game. Can you talk about that? Can you confirm that one way or the other?
Yeah, I've heard people talk about that. Yeah, that's interesting.
Well, I'll say this, Rick. I hope it's true. I hope it's true because I think it's a pretty cool experience, especially for kids that play in Little League. They always dream of going there and getting, you know, their subdivision, not subdivision, but like Hales Corners or Brookfield. Like Whitefish Bay every year seemingly is in the regional and does really well. I've always liked that. Field of Dreams is the one I really want the Brewers in, though, if we're being honest.
Yeah, that's a nice event. And it's, you know, it's Iowa's not too far from here. So,
yes.
I'm raising my hand. I'll participate in any of these games if Major League Baseball picks us.
I would love it. Second one. So this is football, but it's going to come back to you because you're in charge of all of this, I think. That is Jerry Jones saying, I'm not doing a tribute video for Micah Parsons. It's just not going to happen, right? Because they traded him to the Packers. That whole thing, you know, kind of failed at the end. And we were asking earlier as far as, what does it take? What qualifies a player for a tribute video, regardless of sport? What would they have to do? And some of the answers we got, has to be an all-star, has to be near the Hall of Fame, has to be in a certain with a certain team for so many years, all of these different things. And then we had people also texting in like, hey, the Brewers just did one for Willie Adames. So I'm assuming you're one of the main people involved here of who gets a tribute video and who doesn't. So what are the objectives that these people have to reach in order to get one for the Brewers?
Yeah, you know, I don't think it's something you can quantify with great precision. I think, you know, to me, it becomes self-evident. Willie was such an integral part of our team and such a great personality, great competitor, and was so beloved by the fans that it was a natural when he came back with the Giants for us to do a tribute video. And I guess, you know, it depends on, and you know, how the community has embraced a player and all that. So Willie was easy, you know, and again, we've had some really good players leave us and come back, and we've done some nice tributes, but for Willie was easy. If we have that again, we'll sort of take a look at it, but I think it's hard to just put specific benchmarks, you know, saying we'll give a video to this guy, but not for that guy. I think it sort of has to be depending on how the fans have embraced the player. And for Willie, it was an easy call.
Yeah, no question. There he is, Rick Schlesinger, Brewers President of Business Operations. Playoff baseball upon us again. The man knows every year he gets to plan for it. It's a pretty cool gig if you can get it. Rick, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on.
You betcha. Take care. There he is, Rick Schlesinger, Brewers President of Business Operations, joining us on the Fan Guest Hotline, powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.